Let me ask you something. When was the last time you played? I'm not talking about scheduled fun. I'm not talking about, no, we should do something fun this weekend. I mean, real play. The kind where you forget about time, where you laugh, where something unexpected happens, and instead of controlling it, you just go with it. Because recently I had a realization that was honestly a little embarrassing. I'm an improviser and I stopped playing. And when that happened, everything in my life got way too serious. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Workday Playdate with Improve It. I am Erin Deal. And if you are new here, welcome to the Playdate. This is the podcast where we talk about leadership, communication, and personal growth through the lens of improv, play, and experimentation. Because the truth is, y'all, the world of work is already serious enough. Deadlines are serious. Budgets are serious. Performance reviews are serious. But the people inside organizations are human beings. And human beings learn, grow, and connect through play. This is what we are exploring all month long here on Workday Playdate, community. Because leadership can feel lonely. Trying to grow can feel lonely. Trying to navigate work, life, and everything in between can feel like you're figuring it out on your own. But when we experiment together, when we laugh together, when we try things without needing them to be perfect, community begins to form. And that's why today's episode is called It's Not That Serious. Play more, which honestly is advice I recently had to give to myself. Because lately, I've been taking things way too freaking seriously. So let me paint the picture here for you, okay? I run an improv-based leadership development company called Improve It, okay? Literally, our job is to be a professional pretender and to help find the light in you and then raise it. I host a podcast, you're listening to it, called Workday Playdate. Play is literally in the title of this show. And somehow, I became the improviser who wasn't playing. I got serious about outcomes, serious about goals. I got serious about, let me say the right thing. I got serious about everything. And then slowly, the energy shifted. My ideas stopped flowing. My creativity felt harder. And everything around me just started to feel heavy. And I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. Like, I had a couple of rough weeks in there where I was doubting myself because I was doubting all of the things that make me great. And make this show great and make this company great. And then the irony really hit me. I was the improviser who was standing on the stage trying to control the scene instead of playing inside of it. And if you've ever been to an improv show where you notice one player on the stage trying to dominate everything, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Because improv only works, it only works when you are present, curious, flexible, willing to experiment, willing to be a little bit or a lot ridiculous. And when we lose play, we lose possibility. That was the moment when everything clicked for me. I realized something so simple, but honestly, so powerful. Fun is a measurement of success. It's not the only measurement, but it is a very important one. There's even research from Positive Psychology that shows that play and joy increase our creativity and problem solving. And when people experience positive emotion, their brains literally become more flexible and open to new ideas. Studies from Stanford also show that playful environments increase innovation and collaboration. So play is not the opposite of productivity. Play fuels productivity. And when I started asking myself one simple question at the end of each day, everything started shifting. And that question was, did I have fun today? Was there joy inside my day? That didn't mean that whatever I was doing had to be perfect. It didn't have to be flawless. It didn't have to be wildly successful. Just fun. Just joy. And here's the kicker. Once I allowed that in, when that fun returned, so did my creativity. My energy returned. My connection returned. My community returned. And that realization is actually a big part of why we've created something so new and so exciting here at Improve It. I kept hearing the same thing from you peeps, from all of the peeps who listen to the show, who we are lucky enough to partner with. I kept hearing from you, I want a space to grow that doesn't feel like another corporate training session. I want something that feels human. I want something that feels energizing. I want something that actually builds community. So our answer to that is a little something we like to call leadership playground. And the idea behind it is really so simple. Leadership Playground is a joy-filled reset from the corporate grind. It uses improv and based experiences to help leaders master the human skills that have become the real professional advantage. AI is going to keep advancing, but you know what AI can't do? Change your humanness, change your humanity. Those things like communication, your creativity, your adaptability, your confidence. But more than that, this playground creates a monthly practice of play where leaders build community together. Because truly, we believe that leadership should not feel like a solo sport. Inside the playground, every month follows the same rhythm. Week one, we set the intention. So each week, you'll receive a simple pre-work prompt that helps them, or you, I should say, reflect on the monthly theme. Very simple. Sometimes we'll have a fun video with it. Sometimes you'll just get a worksheet. But week two is where we play the practice. And in this, we'll have a live interactive workshop the second Tuesday of every month. We're going to have 90 minutes of improv-based leadership exercises where you meet the other community members and actually practice the skills. Week three is where we bring the learning back to real life. We're going to give you post-session worksheets that help you apply what you've learned in real conversations, in your meetings, and in your leadership moments. And then week four, oh, this is something we are so freaking excited for. It is something called Joy Flow. This is a 30-minute live session. This is the last Thursday of the month, and it blends meditation, visualization, and reflection so you can integrate what you've learned. But beyond just these weekly cadences, my favorite part of Leadership Playground is a space called the Buddy Bench. And it's a peer support space inside our community where you can ask for encouragement, perspective, or a sounding board. Because guess what? Like I said, y'all, it should not feel lonely out there. We're also including for our members something called Tag Your It. And this is where inside of the playground, you will actually get opportunities to guest spot on this show, Workday Playdate, and share your leadership experiences. So if any of that sounds like something you've been craving, you can learn more at learntoimproveit.com/leadership playground. We're going to put that link for you in the show notes as well. Because if we want more play in our lives, we truly have to create space for it. And I want to give you a simple framework to start doing that today. So if you want to learn more about Leadership Playground, check out the link. You can also email us at info@learntoimproveit.com. Would love to meet you inside there. So here are your 5 steps to playing more. So step one, very simple. Notice when you're taking yourself too seriously. So you can feel where seriousness creeps in. For me, my shoulders get tight. Maybe your shoulders get tight. Your thoughts become rigid. Your inner voice starts saying things like, this has to work. I can't mess this up. And play begins the moment we loosen that grip. So notice when you're serious. Smile at it and remind yourself, it is not that serious. I had a meditation a few weeks ago, and it was really, really, really eye-opening. It was actually hand-opening, and I'll tell you why. Inside of the meditation, and meditation is where I receive a lot of downloads and guidance from my highest self, my inner guides, my angels, and I was in this meditation, and I was literally going through my day almost with clenched fists. Like it was almost like I was just preparing myself for the worst. And I was really too serious about our spreadsheets and our budget and all, et cetera, et cetera. And inside of the meditation, I heard a nudge to literally release my hands. So my palms are facing up. You can't see me right now, but to release my hands, just to be able to receive. Because you can't receive anything with clenched fists. But when you have an open palm, everything you've ever wanted can be at your fingertips. So that's step one. Just notice when you're taking yourself too seriously and open your hands. Step two, say yes more often. Now, if you're new here, welcome. Let me just give you a quick download on Improv Comedy 101. One of the biggest rules of improv is yes and, which means when we hear something, we accept it, and then we add or build something to it. And in life, we often do the opposite. We say no before we even try. Play begins with yes. Yes to curiosity. Yes to experimentation. Yes to seeing where something might go. And if you know Amy Poehler, her book is called Yes, Please. I love that book. It's literally also Shonda Rhimes, The Year of Yes. It's opening yourself up to possibilities, opening yourself up to what could be possible. So that's number two. Your third step into playing more is to lower the stakes. Lower the stakes. So I have a 6-year-old son. He literally plays all day. We have a toy closet, so many toys. Guess what? We give him every toilet paper roll and paper towel roll, and we put it in a basket. And his greatest creativity comes when he is building something from these paper towel rolls. And there's no right or wrong answer to what he's building. There's no expectation. He is just in pure play and creativity. So kids play from that space. There's no expectation, but adults, we're the opposite. We often approach everything like it's a performance review. So instead of asking yourself, what if this fails? Try asking yourself, what if this is just an experiment? Experiments invite curiosity. Perfection invites fear. Personal anecdote for you. For years, I was like, I want a podcast. I would love to have a podcast. And I had a few naysayers in my life at the time who said, well, what would you talk about? What would you say? And are you going to give away your secrets of how Improve It works? And at the time I was like, oh, that's a good point. Yeah, I shouldn't do that. I'll listen to that because, you know, I need to have a perfect idea of what I'm going to talk about before we start. Well, that person is now out of my life, thankfully. And casually. And I'm so glad I didn't listen. And I started without it being perfect. Let me be honest with you. I will never go back and listen to episode one of the show. I dare you to do it because I love her, but she has changed. She is different. If I were to have waited until timing was perfect to get on this mic, I would still be waiting. And I don't get it right. I don't get it right every time. But I'm so glad I lowered the stakes and I let myself stand here, sit here today and have this microphone with this beautiful mic stand and Workday Playdate little thing on the bottom because I experimented. And look where we got. This beautiful community, this beautiful peep that listens week after week, who is bettering themselves and listening to be the highest version of themselves. So lower the stakes, press record, write the book, do whatever it is that's on your heart, and just experiment. It does not have to be perfect. No one in this world is perfect. No one. No one. Just do it. Thank you for listening to Workday Playdate on the Passion Struck Network. We'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors. You're listening to Workday Playdate on the Passion Struck Network. Let's get back to the show. All right, step four, invite other people to play. Play multiplies in community. One playful person shifts the energy of a room. Two people create momentum. Two playful people. Three playful people create culture. So invite somebody into the experiment, okay? It could literally be maybe you have a podcast to start on your heart. Ask the guest. Ask one of your friends that feels like sunshine. Maybe you want to start an ERG group at your office and you know another friend of yours who would be a great person to help you get this going. Talk to him. Maybe it's you are within your organization and you are trying to do some type of employee engagement work or event. Who is the perfect person to help you with that? That creates the culture, that creates the vibe. Ask curious questions. Try something creative together. Play literally builds community faster than anything else. It's so fun to be around our improvisers and facilitators, and I'll tell you why. They're the most playful people ever. They're so silly, and they build off each other using yes and it's just contagious. My cheeks hurt after I come home from any trip with our team. It's the best. So invite other people to play. It's so much more fun to do life and to play with others in that sandbox. Okay, here's your final step. Celebrate the ridiculous. Okay, this sounds ridiculous because guess what? Some of the best ideas start with something ridiculous. So in improv, ridiculous moments are often where the biggest breakthroughs happen. So instead of avoiding ridiculous, celebrate it. I love this group of women that I'm friends with. We come up with these outrageous, crazy ideas, and it's so fun because we follow it. We allow ourselves to see where it goes. We're never negating each other or trying to tear the other one down. We're always lifting each other up, and these ideas could be pie in the sky. Like literally, I'm sitting here talking to you, and behind my camera, I have a vision board, and I just have pictures of Oprah everywhere because I really believe I'm going to meet her. Like, if I could show this to you, it's crazy. It's like, I'm not an Oprah stalker. Okay, there's only one, two, three, four. There's four in a variety of other things. But have ridiculous ideas. So many people on this earth want to meet Oprah, but guess what? It's ridiculous, but I'm going to follow it because that's where my creativity lives. And maybe I don't meet Oprah, but guess what? My idea to meet Oprah and Gabby Bernstein for when we launched our first book, I See You, A Leader's Guide to Energizing Your Team Through Radical Empathy, was we wanted the book in the hands of Oprah and Gabby. Guess what? It did not make it to Oprah yet, but I did meet Gabby Bernstein in person and gave her my book. There it is. So You have your five steps. Let me review them one more time. Number one, notice when you're taking yourself too seriously. Number two, say yes more often. Number three, lower those stakes. Just try thinking of it as an experiment. Invite other people to play a step four. And step five, celebrate the ridiculous. And now, you know, I like to leave you with a tangible to take you home. So it's time for the playdate practice. This week's challenge is super simple. I want you, this is it, to schedule 10 minutes of play. It's not anything that's productivity. It's not anything that improves you. It is serious play, okay? This can mean you call a friend. You try a creative idea. Maybe you go to a pottery class. Maybe you try drawing something that you see on the street with your beautiful new colored pencils and sketchbook. Maybe you dance in your kitchen. You say yes to a crazy idea somebody asks you to. Then I want you to ask yourself one question. How did that change my energy? How do I feel? Because when we play more, we connect more. And when we connect more, we build this beautiful thing called community. And when we build community, work and life becomes a whole heck of a lot more fun. So my peeps, thank you for joining me on today's play date. I want you to remember leadership is serious work, but that does not mean we have to take ourselves so seriously. Play more. Oh my gosh, laugh more. Experiment more. And I'll see you here on the next playdate. Bye.